Test 2, Part 2. You'll hear a radio documentary about guitars. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. A guitar is a musical instrument with a flat body which becomes narrower around the middle, much like the waist on the human body. It has a round sound hole and a long neck with raised lines known as frets. Along the neck, there are six strings which run from the top to the belly of the instrument. At the top, they are fastened to tuning screws, and at the other end to a bridge which is glued to the belly. The player uses their left-hand fingers to stop the strings at the right fret in order to produce the correct pitch. The player then uses their right-hand fingers to pull or pluck the strings. There is no doubt in the minds of historians that musical instruments like guitars have always existed, because human beings have always been interested in music and string instruments are relatively easy to make. However, the first written record mentioning a proper guitar comes from the 14th century. According to this record, the earliest guitar had three double pairs of strings and one single string which produced notes of the highest pitch. It is widely believed that the guitar came from Spain originally and spread to other European countries in the 16th and 17th centuries. By the late 17th century, the guitar had become very popular around Europe and a fifth pair of strings had been added below the other four. But it did not reach its modern form until the mid-18th century, when the double pairs were made single and a sixth high string was added above the other five which were lower. Later, in the 19th century, the body of the guitar was made wider, the waist narrower and the belly thinner. Guitars vary in their number of strings and are played differently in different countries. The electric guitar, for example, usually has a solid body without a sound hole in it. The Hawaiian or steel guitar is placed across the knees of a player who glides a metal bar along the neck in order to stop the metal strings. Now you'll hear Part 2 again. A guitar is a musical instrument with a flat body which becomes narrower around the middle, much like the waist on the human body. It has a round sound hole and a long neck with raised lines known as frets. Along the neck, there are six strings which run from the top to the belly of the instrument. At the top, they are fastened to tuning screws, and at the other end to a bridge which is glued to the belly. The player uses their left-hand fingers to stop the strings at the right fret in order to produce the correct pitch. The player then uses their right-hand fingers to pull or pluck the strings. There is no doubt in the minds of historians that musical instruments like guitars have always existed because human beings have always been interested in music and string instruments are relatively easy to make. However, the first written record mentioning a proper guitar comes from the 14th century. According to this record, the earliest guitar had three double pairs of strings and one single string which produced notes of the highest pitch. It is widely believed that the guitar came from Spain originally and spread to other European countries in the 16th and 17th centuries. By the late 17th century, the guitar had become very popular around Europe, and a fifth pair of strings had been added below the other four. But it did not reach its modern form until the mid-18th century, when the double pairs were made single and a sixth high string was added above the other five, which were lower. Later, in the 19th century, the body of the guitar was made wider, the waist narrower, and the belly thinner. Guitars vary in their number of strings and are played differently in different countries. The electric guitar, for example, usually has a solid body without a sound hole in it. The Hawaiian or steel guitar is placed across the knees of a player who glides a metal bar along the neck in order to stop the metal string. That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.